Hello, everyone. Welcome to Why Am I So Happy? Paula V here, sharing with you today a fantastic woman. I am so happy to introduce to everyone Rhonda Cheryl Lipstein. And Rhonda is the founding partner of Sanctuaire Souls Sanctuary, your wisdom and wellness community home, and her multi-blossoming lotus. As an intuitive mystic and empathic holistic healer, Ronnie has consciously dedicated the last two decades of her life to imbuing all those so seeking with the gift of love consciousness. This dedication, a result of Ronnie welcoming the recognition of her personal legend, purpose in life, by opening herself to and accepting love from within self. She is the author of multiple books. She does so much. So I am going to just jump right in there and say, welcome, Ronnie, to the show.
Oh, thank you so very much, Paula. I'm absolutely blissed to be here with you and all of your wonderful listeners. Hello, everyone. Blessings to all of you.
Yay. We're so happy to be together and have you on the show. I'm just so thrilled to share you with my listeners around the world. Ronnie, I would like to ask you to briefly share with us a bit of your background and what brought you to the path you're on and doing the amazing work that you're doing.
Well, I'm going to try and keep it as short as I can, but essentially it began at a very, very young age when I was witnessing human behavior around me and being very much in touch with love consciousness at a very young age. I was a little bit surprised at some of the behaviors that I was seeing, and so that would be the first spark. Which led me onto a pathway of studying human behavior and ultimately the human mind, as all behavior stems from the human mind, our thoughts and feelings, those that we choose to focus on. And as a result of that dedicated study, I came into the awareness of the fact that there are different, what we call consciousness paradigms or ways of thinking, that affect how we are being, our behavior. And realized that within the realm of infinite choice, love consciousness was the one that was most aligned, actually perfectly aligned, with our optimal state of homeostasis or health and well-being as a species. And that has been my life's dedication to learning as much as I can, to imbuing the lessons that I've learned into my own life, and then sharing those lessons and the messages of love consciousness with as many as possible.
I love it. So tell us, what does love consciousness mean to you personally?
Well, when we look at love consciousness, if we break that down and we look at the word love, I like to be very clear with respect to my definition, and I'm very grateful for you for asking. So when I speak to love, I'm talking about what I would call a namaste love, what some else may call divine love, unconditional love. It's a love that is beyond the attachments of individual relationships. It's a more global love. Again, as I said, a namaste love, which for those of you who are aware of the word namaste, essentially what it speaks to is that the divine within me recognizes the divine within you. So that's the love part. And then consciousness refers to the means by which we utilize our thoughts and feelings in this world. And for most of us, we are operating on a consciousness paradigm or a way of thinking that is based in fear. And this is one choice out of, again, an infinite number. But unfortunately, what we have come to recognize is that when we operate from fear consciousness, it tends to lead us to more destructive lands. It causes a lot of dis-ease and illness, whereas love consciousness provides for us a more constructive realm of experience and one that promotes health and vitality and well-being.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I personally thoroughly believe that love is the ultimate power. I really do. It's just...
I'm right there with you.
Bring it on. Bring it on.
Yes.
Now, you tend to misspell and make up certain words.
I do.
Yes. Seemingly on purpose, like beautiful, wonderful, blissing. Can you say a little bit about this? This sounds so fun. I'm anxious to hear.
Oh, absolutely. Well, if we go back in time and look at our history and the evolution of our species, we'll notice that one of the precursors as well as the indicators of our evolutionary growth can be seen in our language. As a human species, the way that we communicate with each other in this now is predominantly one that is through language. And as a result, the place where we can notice the greatest effects in evolution for now is within the communication that we utilize the most, which is our language. And part of my personal legend, which is my word for our purpose in life, another word that I like to use that most are not as familiar with, is to promote a different way of thinking. And in order for us to promote a different way of thinking, we have to start using different language, different ways of speaking to ourselves and different ways of speaking to others, and therefore the way that we're communicating with each other. The way that we use our words, the words that we use, have an enormous impact on what we're saying, both in our intention as well as in how it's received by someone else. So, for example, you mentioned a few examples of how I play with words. One of the words, wonderful, which is regularly spelled W-O-N-D-E-R-F-U-L, I have chosen to spell differently, where the W-O-N becomes O-N-E, so one as opposed to one. Well, it's kind of difficult, I guess, when we're saying it. But when you're seeing it, and as a lot of my messages are written, so the one therefore becomes an indicator to the mind of our unity. And at the end of the wonderful, I add another L, so that it's not just full, it's full. So the wonder of our lives is full. The unity that we feel is a fullness of feeling. So there's much more communicated as a result of my changing spellings, as well as shifting words that I use. A common word that many of us use is blessing. I'd like to give you a blessing, or blessings for your life. And being so devoted to love consciousness all of these years, you come across a lot of situations where people can mistake the message for one of a religious connotation. And even though there's so much similarities, and the reality is that the fundamentals of all religion is love consciousness, most religions have gotten lost with the rules and regulations by which one should be following, as opposed to what they are there intended to be, which is a pathway of suggestion for those of us who are seeking to find a way to allow love consciousness into our lives. So the word blessing, over, I would say, about a decade of my dedicated service, I changed to blissing, wherein I am offering you a blissing, which is ultimately what we're offering when we are giving someone a blessing, sorry, just taking a quick drink, which is that their life be filled with bliss.
Oh, I love that.
Right? So it's a very small shift in language, yeah. The same way that it's a very small shift in consciousness, but that very small shift, for example, changing the E to an I, has exponentially affecting change or shift in our consciousness, in our experience of life.
Oh, I love it. I love it. So how do you see these shifts and these teachings impacting the world?
That's a big question. Lots of good questions.
Thank you.
I'm again going to try and be as concise as possible. So I'm going to come back to love consciousness is a way of thinking. It's a way of thinking and feeling, which basically says, which of your thoughts are you focusing on? Which of your feelings are you investing within? And as a result of that choice, your behavior is affected. So a very quick example, if you wake up in the morning and you have a headache, you can choose to give yourself 5 minutes of calming meditation and maybe put on some essential oils and allow the headache to dissipate. Or you can get really, really upset that you have a headache and you have so much to do with your day. The person who chooses to take 5 minutes is going to have, in about a 99% likelihood, much better day than the person who is going to get up and be really aggravated and likely maintain their day with a headache. The choices that they'll make in their behavior after that will be very different, where one will be trying to escape from the world, the other will be wanting to embrace it. And as a result of the actions we take, everyone that we come into contact with is affected. So the one person who is recoiling from life is going to be blocking other people who might take that personally and be offended. And the one who is opening to life will be imbuing others with greater feelings of happiness and bliss. So if we were to follow that down the line or get bigger with it, the person who is upset and is upsetting others might lead to an argument with someone, whereas the other individual might lead to sharing of a meal together. And when we take this from the individual level up to a more global level, and we're looking at governments operating through fear consciousness or love consciousness, when you're operating through fear consciousness, that fight in this world right now, because it's an accepted form of action, can lead to war. And if you have governments who are operating by love consciousness, the meetings that they have at their big boardroom tables before and after the war would be one meeting, and there would be no war in between. They would be sharing and finding cooperative, collaborative means of figuring out how to find solutions that benefit everyone. So as a result of the individual making a choice as to which thoughts and which emotions they're going to be focusing on and giving weight to, we are actually affecting our entire lives globally, as the one human family on this planet that we are.
Beautiful. I love that. Beautiful words. My goodness. Well, with that, everyone, we are going to pop out for a break, but I will be right back with Rhonda Cheryl Lipstein. Thank you, Ronnie.
Thank you.
Everyone, this is Paula Vale, founder of Wellness Inspired and host of the Why Am I So Happy show on BBS Radio. My passion is sharing the beautiful healing modality of Reiki with the world. I help you reach a new level of self-awareness and create a more confident and empowered version of yourself. Learn how Reiki will change your life. Go to wellnessinspired.com. When you live a life with love and compassion, you allow your blessings to manifest. Check out my Reiki training and Reiki practitioner mentoring program, and look for my soon-to-be-released ebook, Why Am I So Happy? At wellnessinspired.com and the paulavnetwork.com. Big hugs to everyone. Paula V. Welcome back. Paula V here. I am chatting with Rhonda Cheryl Lipstein, commonly known to most as Ronnie. I introduced her in the first segment of the show and let you know that she is an intuitive, mystic, empathic, holistic healer. That is just one of many things that she has accomplished. As well as her books, she is the founder of the Wisdom and Wellness Community Spa, Sanctuaire Souls Sanctuary, and Being Love TV, which she will chat with us about today, where she co-hosts the online show Souls Talking Brain and hosts Radiating Love with Ronnie Lipstein. You just do so much for so many, Ronnie. Oh. It is so exciting.
Thank you. Well, as many avenues and mediums that we can find and that we are able to learn how to use to spread the message of love consciousness, we definitely do our best to take advantage of.
Yes. I love it. I'm very fascinating, and I'm very fascinated with your book. I understand, Ronnie, that this book actually penned almost 16 years ago, and in order to ready it for publication, you re-edited the book?
That's right.
What was that like? Tell us about that, please.
Sure. So the first book, which is called The Gardens of Life, Your Journey to Radiate Soul Light, and is part of a trilogy, actually. There's two home play activity guidebooks that go along with it, were in fact penned 16 years ago, and I believe that from a global perspective, they are being published now or are published now because we are in a place of greater readiness to receive, and I myself am in a place of greater softness to be sharing the message. When I went back and I was editing my younger voice, she and I had some wonderful places that we harmonized just magically. And then there were some areas where her voice was much, much more passionate and blunt. And there was a much more, I don't want to say not just focused, but it was narrowly focused on the message itself. And with the last 16 years of living and experiencing and recognizing how many ways that we can explain any one thing, there's been an expansion within myself, a more calming patience within myself regarding the message that I'm here to be sharing with everyone. There were certain areas where I was absolutely floored and impressed by the level of this passion to which I speak And then there were other areas where there was some softening that was done. And then again, areas where I may not necessarily speak the way that she does, that I did then, now, and yet felt that it was necessary to honor her voice and leave it as it was. And so it was a wonderful journey for me to take and to recognize within myself the growth that has occurred and the level of depth and expansion, as well as, of course, again, this wonderful sweetness in going back and reading myself from then. It's almost like you're reading someone else's words.
Oh, fascinating. I love
it. Yeah.
And how fun. Share with us a bit of information, please, on what is Being Love TV?
So Being Love TV is our web TV channel, and people can actually find a few of our shows that we've done over the last 5 years on our YouTube channel. It's you just go to youtube.com and then / Being Love TV, no spaces, and you'll find two shows that we've been broadcasting. One of them is called Soul's Talking Brain, and it's that show is more globally based on issues that we as a human family are facing and opportunities that we as a human family have available to us to collaboratively co-create and cooperate. And then Radiating Love with Ronnie Lipstein is based more on the holistic life guidance that I provide, my practice that I have, providing life guidance to individuals. And so the show is essentially an offset of that, wherein I get a little bit more specific to individual issues and opportunities that we each have in our lives to affect positive change.
Love it. What inspired you to write your book?
At the time that I wrote the book, I've always been a literary artist. It's always been a huge means of expression for myself. And at that time, I was going through enormous shifts in my personal and professional life. I had just gotten out of an abusive relationship of more than a decade. And I had also left my corporate employment and experience at that time as well. And so I found myself with a little more space within which I could devote to my writing. And at first it was just a means of expression, as I've always used writing for, as well as, again, part of my more corporate life. I'm a communications expert, so again, communication has always been very much a part of my life. And as I began writing, and there was more and more and more that was coming, I realized that I wasn't writing simply for my own self-expression, but what I was writing was for the purposes of sharing with others, to share this message of love and to get it out to as many as possible. And this was another means by which I was being gifted to be able to do so. And so the book came about as a result of all of that. And it was a very natural process, and one that was both extraordinarily nourishing and nurturing to my soul. And as a result of that, and choosing to share it, has been in like kind very nurturing and nourishing to the souls of all those who have had the opportunity to read the book and experience the love's wisdom that I was gifted to receive to share through this book and all of the other mediums that we have available to us.
Fantastic, fantastic. So, Ronnie, please describe what would you say to the listeners? What is enlightenment? And is anyone truly enlightened? That's a big question.
Well, I like when we're talking about things that get into the ethereal and the esoteric, I try my best to bring them back to a more palpable, easier understanding. So if we just look at the word enlightenment for what it is, essentially what it means is that you are garnering more wisdom. You are expanding your perceptual paradigm of consciousness to allow yourself to take into account that there might be another way of looking at whatever it is that you happen to be looking at. In this case, we'll say life in general. Excuse me.
Yes. So would you say
So, oh,
enlightenment
sorry, go
is
ahead.
just a raising of our vibration?
So, well, if we want to bring it back to the ethereal, when we increase the amount of information that we are allowing into our being and we are allowing ourselves to expand our perceptual paradigm, then we do ultimately raise our vibrational frequency if that which we are expanding our consciousness paradigm into is of love. If you're looking at the vibrational frequency, and now we're getting into more scientific energy-based talk here of fear-based thinking versus love-based thinking. Fear-based thinking is a much lower vibrational frequency, and love-based, a much higher one. So, as a result, enlightenment, which generally is with respect to love-based consciousness, would be increasing your vibrational frequency as well as expanding your ability to make choices in your everyday life that are empowering you to choose a love-based perspective as opposed to one of fear.
Oh, that's something I'm personally very passionate about, is
Oh, I love that.
love-based thinking, compared to fear. It's so huge, I feel, in keeping our vibration raised and what we manifest. And would you say this infinite growth that can be created really is available to everyone, isn't it?
Well, that's you had asked me, is anyone enlightened, or is it possible to reach enlightenment? And the response to that is that it's infinite. No one is not enlightened, and nobody is enlightened because we're always growing and evolving. That's simply the nature of existence itself. So there are some of us who might be more enlightened in a moment, but that's not to say that those are less than can't surpass those who are more than in this now. We are on a continuous journey of blossoming, enlightenment, and expansion and learning. So it's always happening. And the more that we are blossoming, the greater ease that we are going to experience in our lives, both personally and globally. As you said, it's something that affects everything, including that which ultimately is physically manifest in our personal lives, as well as our professional lives, as well as our global lives, right? Because everything is interconnected. We cannot escape the fact that everything is interconnected. We are an interdependent ecosystem. The earth itself survives because of the interdependence of the ecosystem that we are all participants within.
Yes. Oh, I love that. And that is a powerful message. It really is. That's such a powerful message. Well, with that, Ronnie, I'm afraid we have to pop out for a break. The
Okay
time
then.
just zooms by, but everyone, we will be right back. So stay tuned. Thank you, Ronnie.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. If you are just joining us, I am here today with Rhonda Cheryl Lipstein. She is an amazing woman with multiple gifts that she is offering the world. Her book is just one part of it. Her shows, what she does, her services. So I'm going to just jump us right back in to more fun chat, Ronnie. I really would like to ask you, what advice can you give the listeners right now, today, to help them to better navigate their feelings and to be in a more positive realm?
That's a good question.
Thank you.
So as I was speaking, as we've been speaking for the whole show about love consciousness and the thinking paradigms and feeling paradigms, and the fact that we actually have an infinite number of choices available to us. And so the first thing that I would speak to is that we as individuals need to accept the fact that there are different ways for us to be. And if there are ways that we are choosing to be right now that are causing us greater discomfort than comfort, greater unhappiness than bliss, that we have the ability to change that. So first and foremost is the acceptance that those abilities, those choices exist. And then there is creating the space. So creating space between stimuli and response. So something happens and we respond. And this is just life. You ask me a question and I'm responding. But we want to create a space between the asking of the question and responding, because the world that we've been living in has been, if I'm sure most can agree, has been getting faster and faster and faster. And as a result, we feel this impatience with ourselves to respond as quickly as possible to anything and everything that comes our way. And in fact, that is going against our natural flow of beingness. And it also, more often than not, gets a foot in the mouth from time to time, because we're not allowing ourselves to take a moment and process what the stimulation is that we've just received, whether it's someone asking us a question, giving us a gift, being mean to us. So once the stimulation has been received, we want to take a moment and process that we can then consciously choose how we would like to respond, as opposed to impulsively reacting. And therefore, we are shifting what parts of our brain that we're using and cultivating the parts of our brain that allow us to make this conscious choice instead of an impulsive reaction. And we can get much further into that with respect to the fact that when we're not in situations with others, taking the time to allow ourselves to get to know ourselves and the different voices that are inside of us, those that are speaking to us from fear and those that are speaking to us from love, and cultivating a stronger relationship with the voices within us that are coming from love, whilst nourishing, nurturing, and understanding the voices within us that are coming from fear, and having compassion and empathy for those voices to allow the voice of love to be that much more the focal point in our lives, whether we are on our own or interacting with others.
I love it. I love it. And, you know, that says so much. Now, Ronnie, here's a question I have been dying to ask you. Something you have been known to say, no thought is our own. What does this mean? What do you mean by that?
And that's where the space comes in. That's when you, the first thing I said that we need to do is accept the fact that there are different ways for us to be. There are different thoughts that we are receiving. In fact, we're receiving over a million bytes of information per millisecond. And we are choosing to focus on some of those millions of bytes of information over others. and that comes through to us in thoughts and emotions. And when we choose to focus on those thoughts and emotions, we tend to choose to own them as our own instead of recognizing that it was a conscious choice that we were making, because usually it's not conscious, of which of the thoughts that we're receiving that we're going to choose to focus on and therefore be inspired or motivated based upon that thought to take action from. So when we recognize that no thought or feeling is ours until we've chosen to own it, until we've chosen to invest within it, it shifts the experience that we have and creates that space where we can say, well, I hear the voice inside of me that's telling me that this is a horrible, horrible world and there's so much destruction and oh my gosh, look at who we have that's coming up for president in this country and look at this atrocity happening in that country. Or we can also choose to listen to the voice that's saying, you know, all of these things are coming up and people are becoming so much more aware that there are different choices and ways to be and people are starting to make choices in their own lives that are better choices for them, that are healthier choices. And look at all of the beauty that exists in our world and all the people that are out there trying to help us to make these shifts. Both of those interpretations have merit. Both of them, one can choose to own, and both of them, one can choose to act upon. But the results of that choice, if you choose one or you choose the other, are vastly different, in fact, worlds apart. And that's really ultimately what we're talking about here today, is that the world that we are all living within is one that we as individuals, through our individual choices, have the ability to shift in accepting that we can choose different thoughts and feelings to be focusing on.
Yes, I love that. I love that. That thought really is not ours until we take it in and we own it and we let that be us. I love that, Ronnie. That's powerful. That, because there is so many directions we can go with our thoughts.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Oh. Absolutely. And it really does have an exponential effect.
Yes.
Right? We tend to think that there's a lot of us who tend to think that I don't make a difference and the choices I make don't make a difference, except that none of us live as an isolated island, and each of the choices that we make affect what kind of mood we're in and what wants and desires that we have and we want to take actions based upon. And there's people that we are involved with who are affected by those choices, and those people have people in their world. And we're not just talking like that you can go from inside the family home, and then that those choices we're making in the family home are taken by each individual out to their school or their workplace, and that's affecting all of the people that they're interacting with at school and at work. And those people are at school and work have relationships with people that they're affecting, and on and on and on it goes. And one recognizes that, in fact, the interdependence and the interwoven connections of all of we mm-hmm. are deeply affected by the individual choices of each of us.
Yes, yes. What tools can we use right now to continue to assist us in navigating our thoughts? Any quick advice on that note to help?
The biggest one that I like to guide my own angel partners, which is how I address my clients in my holistic life guidance practice, is self-talk. And essentially to delineate between the different voices that we each have within us. Every one of us talks in our head to ourselves. That's how we operate. Should I eat the bread or should I have the pudding? Should I go shopping for groceries right now or should I stay home and make dinner? We're always talking to ourselves. Yes. So immediate immediate guidance that I provide to everyone is to get to know those voices and to get to know which ones are making you feel good and therefore coming from love, and which ones are making you feel bad and therefore coming from fear.
Yes.
And to allow those voices, actually, once we've gotten to know that they're there, accept that they're there and know what they are and who they are, to let them start engaging in conversation. But there is so much, so many tools, so many resources, so many pathways that are available to each and every one of us, a plethora of which I have made available to the best of my abilities through my website, and where people can go and they can find both the books that they can purchase online. You can purchase The Gardens of Life, Your Journey to Radiate Soul Light, in a beautifully printed or Kindle version. And then there's the activity guidebooks that go along with that that are available in beautifully presented EPUB versions. There's also a plethora of free resources, from the blogs that I write to the web TV shows that we do. They're all housed on the website RhondaSherylLipstein.com, which I can spell for you. It's RhondaSherylLipstein.com. And that's a really wonderful starting point for someone who is seeking to find tools and resources and means by which to imbue greater bliss in their lives. And as the website says, to be able to say with authenticity, I love my life.
I love it. I love it. And Rhonda, your book is not only insightful and transformational, it is beautifully presented. Can you tell us a bit about the artistry in your book and why that piece of it was so important to you?
Artistry is, to me, we are all artists and we're all expressing ourselves as masterful art pieces by the example of life that we are living. And whilst loving the art of literation and words, I also like to have as much stimulation to the mind, positive stimulation to the mind as possible. And being offered the publishing contract that I was for my literary artistry gave me an opportunity to be able to share in this wonderful gift with other artists who I was able to give the opportunity to be expressed through the book, as well as to provide additional stimulation to one's mind through which to traverse through the thoughts and feelings that we have, as words and visuals stimulate different areas of the brain and open us up that much more to greater opportunities for growth. And so I'm very, very honored to have the artists who are in my book, who have gifted me with the artistry that they have created. All of the artists within the book are very much dedicated to sharing the message of love consciousness through their artistry. And it's really very humbling to me to be able to have them in there, in addition to some of my own artwork that's actually in the book.
I love it. I love it. And Ronnie, we just have a couple moments left of the show. Please tell us, what's next for you? What do you see in the future?
Well, I'm very much looking forward, actually. There seems to be some wonderful things on the horizon coming. I'm not 1,000% sure exactly what they'll be. I would love it if we could get Being Love TV into the more mainstream arenas. I think that we as a global community are ready to have shows on our mainstream televisions and radios that are more focused on our authenticity, that are actually feeding our minds, bodies, hearts, and souls with information and stimulation that is positively enhancing to ourselves, as opposed to feeding us information that has us looking at ourselves in less than or not enough perspectives. So that would definitely be something that I would be very excited for. And in the interim, as we are waiting to see that which will manifest, I continue doing as much as I can with respect to my writing, doing interviews as we're doing here, speaking engagements. And I love doing guest play shops and satsangs at different people's special events and festivals. So hopefully there will be much, much more touring about and sharing the message of love with as many as possible.
Oh, fantastic. Just beautiful work. I love that. And I love that you will travel and you can do, you know, this beautiful work and speaking around other areas as well. And what you...
Oh, absolutely.
How exciting. This is so exciting. I am just so honored and thrilled to have met you, Ronnie. I really am.
And the feeling is extraordinarily mutual. Oh, thank you so very much, Paula.
You are so welcome. You are so welcome. And a big thank you to our listeners out there. Love, hugs, blessings to everyone. Ronnie, love, hugs, blessings to you as well as we say goodbye today.
Thank you so very much. And to everyone listening, thank you all so very much. I send forth infinite blessings to one and all to walk through this life with the grace of love's consciousness in our every now, always, with ease and comfort, tenderness, and bliss.
Oh, beautiful. Blessings. Blessings, Ronnie. Goodbye, everyone.
Namaste.